This is Cock Talk. Naughty Nips is your hostess with the mostest, with the biggest nipples that say suck me, pretty much all the time, other than when I'm sleeping, but I wouldn't know because I'm sleeping. Do you get my point? If you saw my nipples, you would get my point, that's for sure. What's going to be the subject now? How about we all just have sex whenever we want? Oh, no, wait a minute. That happens in Europe already, doesn't it? Probably. You know what? America is too fucking uptight. That's what I think. My attitude is, if you got it, flaunt it. If you keep on having it, keep on flaunting it. And that's my attitude. I'm 57 years old, going on 58. I've been working out since I was 20 years old. I stopped for 1 month after like a year of working out, and I felt like shit, and I never stopped working out regularly again because it makes me feel so good in so many ways, and it's the main thing that's kept my body tight and toned up and feeling strong. It makes me feel good, and it gives me motherfucking energy. And I have a libido. I do. I really do. I have a really great sex drive. I can control it. But once I get going, oh, look the fuck out. Look the fuck out. Oh, there are guys that probably can't even handle me. I need a younger guy. Oh, we won't even go on that path. But anyhow, I'm losing my train of thought here. Okay, if you got it, flaunt it. If you keep on having it, keep on flaunting it. Well, I used to own a boat a long time ago. Yeah, when I was in my 30s, for like 7 years. I always wore a thong bikini. I went boating on Lake St. Clair in Michigan. And yeah, that was my big thing. I always wore a thong bikini. And then I lost track of my boating friends after I sold my boat. And it was a real bummer. But, you know, shit happens in life. You move on. You just go into different directions and whatever. But I always wore a thong bikini. Always, always, always. And even when I go to the beach, which is right off of Lake St. Clair here, in Michigan, Detroit area, what I do, it's kind of funny, is because I want to sun my buns, you know, I don't want to have all fucked up tan lines, but I don't want my buns to be like white. So I'll be laying on my back on the chair, you know, sunning it up and getting all being relaxing and have my lotion on and all that. Of course, well, sunscreen. Anyway. And then it's time for me to turn over, you know, halftime. And I turn on my stomach. And, boy, I have, like, kind of the family type of bikini on, if you will. Well, my family type of bikini is having, like, half of my buns covered up. And that's a regular size. But, and then I take it and I just shove it up my butt crack. And I'm laying there on my stomach, sunning my buns and getting my back tan. And, you know, there's families around, there's kids around, and I'm thinking to myself, like, what the fuck do I care? Hey, if they don't like it, they don't have to look at it. And I'm making sure I'm, like, I have to stand up and sun my buns, I have to, like, rub my buns with a lotion, you know. You have to get lotion on the buns, right? You have to get lotion in all the right spots. You don't want anything that's all messed up, and, you know, you don't want those spots that are without being sunned and all dry. So everything has to be placed properly, if you will. And so my buns are all out there. And it's just kind of comical when I think about it. But I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. See, too many people fucking care about what other people think. I don't get it. I just don't fucking get it. Because the bottom line is, we have to make ourselves happy. Okay? And you can't worry about what other people think. Seriously. Do what makes you feel good. It's like, I'm single. Okay? I'm going to do what I want to do. I mean, I'm respectful about it. I'm not going to be running around naked. Well, I could. I mean, if we're allowed, I probably would, actually, maybe. But my motto is born naked, stay naked. That's actually one of the sayings I've used many times. Not that I really think that. I do like wearing clothes. Like right now, actually, I'm all bundled up in my pajamas with my nice warm robe on, you know. But, hey, I could run around naked. Well, especially if we're being paid. Hell yeah. Of course, when it comes to money, listen to me. Gosh, I'm such a whore. Oh, we're all whores for a living, no matter what. Come on, people. Get fucking real. No matter what we do, we're a whore. No matter what you do for a living, you're a whore. We're all selling ourselves, right? Think about it. If you're in any type of sales, whatever type of sales you're in, you work at McDonald's, you work at Wendy's, you work at the airport, you're working in a doctor's office. I mean, we're all selling ourselves in reference to our self-confidence. You know, you have to, when you're speaking to someone, as an individual, personally back to them, conveying whatever information you're trying to convey. So you have to be clear and not be all stumbling like a fumbling fucking idiot, right? So you get my point? Oh, look at my nipple again. Oh, man. Oh, my nipples can get so hard. Oh, yeah. When you're talking to me, do you get my point? Hey, do you feel my nipple going through the phone? Oh, I think the recording stopped for a second. Oh, my nipples are hard. They're hard. Do you get my point? You get my point? I'm going off the beaten track again. Oh, the beaten track. I'd like to be beating something right now. Oh, just beat it. Just beat it. Like the Michael Jackson song. Just beat it. Just beat it. Oh, it reminds me of something that happened when I was working in a bar a couple of years ago. We were up on stage for finale and the Michael Jackson song came on. Just beat it. Just beat it. Sorry, I'm not a singer. And I said to one of the girls next to me on stage, I said, you know, I wish a customer would come in who wanted me to just jack his cock off. And I kid you not, like before the song ended, a customer that came in to see me once a month and I jacked him off and talked dirty to him, walked in the fucking door. So talk about manifestation. That's cock manifestation. That was a trip. To the song, just beat it, just beat it. So, oh, my mind is going all over the place, as usual. Cock a clock, ready to rock. And then last time somebody asked me if I'm into women, I'm like, look, sweetie, I'm strictly. Well, this is Naughty Nips. I'm calling it a night here at Cock Talk. Ready to rock. I will talk cock at you again soon. Bye.